You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tell our listeners what you encountered this morning.
Well, I went wandering into our company kitchen down the hall to warm up a Pop-Tart or whatever. And I look over at the big island in the middle of our kitchen, and there's something taped to the top of it, a white piece of paper with a bunch of writing on it and a QR code. And I had to do a little further investigation. So I wandered over and I looked at it. And I got a bust, our buddy Scott Hastings, a former basketball player. He's a broadcaster over on the Altitude Network over at our sports ball station. And it looks like Scott Hastings has taped a piece of paper to the kitchen island that says, Scott Hastings' daughter is selling Girl Scout cookies. Scan the QR code to order. And then on the other side it says, Scott will deliver to work. So, essentially, you can wander into our kitchen now, scan the QR code, order your Girl Scout cookies, and our buddy Scotty does all the work, and he'll deliver them here to the station. I'm upset by this, Dom.
You should be. It's BS.
It is BS. This is not teaching our little future lady leaders how to do any work, is it? This is
correct.
Another case of the parents doing all the work to sell the Girl Scout cookies.
I'm against it. I don't like it.
I don't like it one bit. Not one bit.
Now, we're going to start getting all the text messages.
Well, I'm sure
we will
be.
I think it's a great idea. It makes a lot more money for the Girl Scouts.
So now we have to decide. Is the ultimate goal here just to raise money for the organization, which is fine. I'm not knocking
that. That's
fine. Or is the ultimate goal to teach the members of the Girl Scouts of America various elements of,
yes,
you know, business,
selling
and
communication and talking to people
and
knowing your product? And
the talking to people is huge. It is also, it's building community.
Yes.
There is no building community when Scott Hastings comes in and says, scan your QR code, I'll do all the work.
I'll bring in your Thin Man, so no problem.
That's not cool. That is not cool.
I don't like it.
I don't like it one bit. And there is multiple layers to these little girls going out and, selling these cookies. And I think money, although important, that is the bottom one. I mean, there is a lot of aspects that these little girls are learning, and this is not teaching them at all.
I'm already not happy just with parents going to work and selling them. I would rather see the young ladies out at the grocery store,
mm-hmm,
or going door to door or doing whatever to sell them,
yeah,
rather than mom and dad get involved. And believe me, we are banging our heads against a wall because the majority of parents think we are crazy. They're like, no, you guys don't understand. This is a competition. The girl who sells the most gets blank, 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 and I'm going to help my daughter achieve this. So we're just wasting our words because this is not going to change the behavior of anybody.
I know it's not. Some texts coming in. This one person says, unfortunately, it's unsafe to let our daughters out to sell cookies.
I disagree.
I disagree with that.
I disagree.
Usually
that
you
is
have
that
supervisors.
That is
stuff,
a climate of fear. Yes,
yeah.
If you drop your daughter off in some strange neighborhood at 10:30
at
night,
say, go
blah,
wander
blah, blah,
around with your wagon full of Thin Mints. Yes.
I disagree. I disagree. I do not think that if your daughter is with a group of people or you're like waiting in the car at the curb or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think it's unsafe.
You can accompany them to buildings
and
offices.
But, we've been taught
and
by the news media, right, that there's danger behind every door. And so now people live a life of fear. Now your daughters can't even learn how to do this stuff because they'll be, abducted or something.
Yeah, that's a pretty big leap. That's a pretty big extreme. Somebody else wrote in, I'm sure the girls are doing the selling as well. This has been happening for decades, so says Holly.
Taking the stuff to work, scanning the QR code.
The QR code, this is a new one for me. You just scan right there in the kitchen, there's no interaction, and then some dude named Scott will deliver your cookies to you here at the office. You don't even see the sweet little Girl Scout doing the work, and I don't like that at all. And yes, I know some of these girls actually do put in the time and effort. There are the outliers that really are out there selling. I just listened to, what podcast was it? It was a Freakonomics podcast, I think, and they were talking about the industry of Girl Scout cookies and everything that goes into it. And there's one girl that over the course of like 7 years sold 130,000 boxes on her own, I want to say.
Was it on her own, though?
It was
We don't know.
No, it was helpful. Her mom helped her.
Okay, well, there you go.
But she sat down every night and made out a game plan and a spreadsheet on where to visit and what offices to go to and times.
That's great.
There was like a whole thing to it. And then there was another girl
that flies in the face. And that flies in the face of the argument, well, our daughters can't do it because it's unsafe.
Yeah, no, yeah, a lot of the parents are going with these girls.
Office building. You're going to be safe in an office building.
And another girl sold like 32,000 boxes in one season of selling, 1 year, which was also very impressive. So there are that are out there going at
it themselves, and how many are sold by their parents? Because then it comes back to the argument.
What?
It just comes back to the argument then that people are going to say, but the most important thing is that the girls sell more than anyone else and that they raise all this money. So we just have to decide which is more important. If that is, then why have the girls try to sell any at all if the only goal is just to raise the money?
Yeah.
I mean, why even get the girls involved?
I know. You get these parents that just want them to win. So they'll buy $5,000 worth of boxes.
It's competitive as hell.
It is. I don't necessarily think it all has to all fall on the little girl to do it. I like the aspect of mom or dad or whoever helping out and kind of, you know, teaching them how to sell and sitting with them and showing them different ways and having discussions. I think that's pretty cool. But just flat out putting a QR code out.
When I was a sophomore in high school, we had a thing with the football team where we had to, during the off season, go around and sell school gear, like mugs, you know, the precursor to the travel mug. I can't remember what other. It was like the worst junk, right? But we were told whoever sells the most is going to get this special jacket thing and so forth and so on. So two things. One, my parents did not sell one damned thing. They could not have cared any less than they did. I went door to door. I did everything. And I sold by far more than anybody else without my parents selling one thing. That's point one. So it can be done.
It can, sure.
Without parental help. And the second point is that Cooper High School never gave me the jacket.
That still stings to this day, huh?
I earned that jacket. And they just never ponied up. They never gave me a jacket.
Jerk move, man. Jerk move.
Mm-hmm. And I remember it all these years later. Owe me a coat. You know, Cooper High School inducted me into the Cooper High School Hall of Fame back in like 2012. I was so proud. I should have, during my acceptance speech, said, "Where the hell is my jacket?"
Yeah. So they bring you out like a kid's small jacket and give it to you. Here you go, jerk.
It's funny. If all these years that same jacket has just been hanging in a closet, it's got dust all over it.
Who
this belongs to.
Oh, there it is. It says Dom on the back.
All right, so are you going to scan the QR code
and make
some money for Scotty Sings?
Well, second of all, I don't even like those cookies, but... But I know, sweet knickknack, we have a couple young ladies that go around in our neighborhood and sell. So I know we'll be scooping up a couple boxes of Samoas and Thin Mints to help them out.
Putting some in the freezer.
Putting them in the freezer. I think last year's are still in the freezer, but yeah, we'll add a couple more boxes to it. I think the text of the morning so far goes from Amanda and Parker. She says, "Will Scott Hastings wear the Girl Scout outfit when he delivers my cookies?" Yeah. He just might, Amanda. He just might.
He's the kind of end of that, actually.
Yeah, he is.